Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem, Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem off, the fifth parak, Hayabodkin. The Zichu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Hanan said that Edim who testified that a Na'amarasa committed adultery and the Edim were found Zomamim, they are not killed because they can say, Osral Balabanu, we only came to prohibit her to her husband not to kill her. Since their intent was not to have her killed, they cannot be killed for Kasher Zamam. The Gemara asked that if they warned her beforehand, they obviously intended to have her executed, and it answers they did not warn her. Although Hasra is normally required, the case is Be'isha Chavera, with a learned woman, and follows Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that a scholar does not require Hasra. Because Hasra was only given to distinguish between a mistaken transgressor and an intentional one. The Gemara concludes that if the Edim would not be executed for Hazama, the woman herself cannot be killed based on their testimony because it's Edus Shiatayachu Hazima, testimony that cannot be discredited through Hazama with its accompanying punishment, which is invalid. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if Edim give conflicting answers to Bedikos, which are the secondary questions about the event's details, their Edus is void. A Brisa later on derives this from Nachon, correct, Shiei Nachon, that the testimony should be correct, meaning consistent. Rav Chisda says that if one aide said a murder was committed with a knife and the other said it was with an axe, ein ze nachun, this testimony is not consistent. But if they answered differently whether his clothes were black or white, the testimony is valid because this is a peripheral detail. Rav Chisda is challenged from Bryce's invalidating testimony for conflicting answers about the color of the murderer's clothes or shoes, and the Gemara answers that these were used to kill the victim through strangling or kicking, respectively. He's then challenged from our Mishnah, in which Ben Zakkai questioned Edim about the stems of figs, and Abraisa adds that he asked about the color of the figs themselves, which cannot be a murder weapon, and the Gemara concedes that Ben Zakkai himself equates secondary bedikos with primary chakiros, and any conflicting response disqualifies their edus. And point number three, Rav Kahana and Rav Safra were learning Masechta Sanhedrin in Rabba's yeshiva, and Rami Bar Chama asked him about the Kiddush they had learned there. They asked him what difficulty he had, and he replied that he was troubled by our mission, which teaches that if a witness cannot answer a chakira, a question about the event's time and place, the edus is invalid, but if he cannot answer a badika, a question about details, it remains valid. Since both types of questions are biblically required, what difference is there between them? The answer that regarding chakiros, if a question remains unanswered, the testimony is disqualified, because it's a testimony which is impossible to discredit through Hazama, since the time and place of their testimony is not established. Regarding bedikos, however, the testimony can be refuted through Hazama, even if questions remain unanswered. Rami Bar Chama remarked, Ihachi Amritsaba, if you said this about the laws of Sanhedrin, Tuva Amritsaba, you have said much about it. They replied, because of Master's goodness, we have said much about it. But if you had confronted us, we would not have been able to tell you anything about it. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Hanan said that Edim who testified that a Na'amarasa committed adultery and the Edim were found Zomim, they are not killed. Because they can say, La'osral Balabanu, we only came to prohibit her to her husband not to kill her. Since their intent was not to have her killed, they cannot be killed for Kasher Zamam. The Gemara asked that if they warned her beforehand, they obviously intended to have her executed, and it answers they did not warn her. Although Hasra is normally required, the case is Be'isha Chavera, with a learned woman, and follows Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that a scholar does not require Hasra. Because Hasra was only given to distinguish between a mistaken transgressor and an intentional one. The Gemara concludes that if the Edim would not be executed for Hazama, the woman herself cannot be killed based on their testimony because it's Edus Shiatayachu Hazima, testimony that cannot be discredited through Hazama with its accompanying punishment, which is invalid. Point number two, the Mishnah taught that if Edim give conflicting answers to Bedikos, which are the secondary questions about the event's details, their Edus is void. A Brisa later on derives this from Nachon, correct, Shiei Nachon, that the testimony should be correct, meaning consistent. Rav Chisda says that if one aide said a murder was committed with a knife and the other said it was with an axe, ein ze nachun, this testimony is not consistent. But if they answered differently whether his clothes were black or white, the testimony is valid because this is a peripheral detail. Rav Chisda is challenged from Bryce's invalidating testimony for conflicting answers about the color of the murderer's clothes or shoes, and the Gemara answers that these were used to kill the victim through strangling or kicking, respectively. He's then challenged from our Mishnah, which Ben Zakkai questioned Adim about the stems of figs, and a Braisa adds that he asks about the color of the figs themselves, which cannot be a murder weapon, and the Gemara concedes that Ben Zakkai himself equates secondary bedikos with primary chakiros, and any conflicting response disqualifies their edus. And point number three, Rav Kahana and Rav Safa were learning Maseches Sanhedrin in Rabba's yeshiva, and Rami Bar Chama asked him about the Chiddush they had learned there. They asked him what difficulty he had, and he replied that he was troubled by our mission, which teaches that if a witness cannot answer a chakira, a question about the event's time and place, the edus is invalid. But if he cannot answer a badika, a question about details, it remains valid. Since both types of questions are biblically required, what difference is there between them? The answer that regarding chakiros, if a question remains unanswered, the testimony is disqualified, the havila edus yeta yachul hazima, because it's a testimony which is impossible to discredit through hazama, since the time and place of their testimony is not established. Regarding bedikos, however, the testimony can be refuted through hazama, even if questions remain unanswered. Rami Bar Chama remarked, Ihachi Amritsuba, if you said this about the laws of Sanhedrin, Tuva Amritsuba, you have said much about it. They replied, because of Master's goodness, we have said much about it. But if you had confronted us, we would not have been able to tell you anything about it. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem Aleph, and our standard Siman relates to a ma, and we use a grandma to make the Siman a little more distinct. So here goes. The grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Namarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed the Ohen came to forbid her to her husband, and then learned that the edus against her grandson committing murder wasn't disqualified since the Adim Ohen agreed on the color of his clothing, had her hopes raised when a judge said that the edus can be refuted through hazama when one aide didn't know an answer to a bedika question. Once again, some motion. The grandma, that must be more duff, Mem Aleph. The grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Na'amarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed the Ohen came to forbid her to her husband, which reminds us, Rav Hanan said that Adim, who testified that a Na'amarasa committed adultery and the Adim were found Zomim, they're not killed because they can say, La'osra al-Bala banu, we only came to prohibit her to her husband not to kill her. Since their intent was not to have her killed, they cannot be killed for Kasher Zamam. So the grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Namarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed they only came to forbid her to her husband, and then learned that the edus against her grandson committing murder wasn't disqualified since the Adim only disagreed on the color of his clothing, which reminds us, Rav Chisda says that if one witness said a murder was committed with a knife and the other said it was with an axe, this testimony is not consistent. But if they answered differently, whether his clothes were black or white, the testimony is valid because this is a peripheral detail. So the grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Namarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed the Ohen came to forbid her to her husband, and then learned that the edus against her grandson committing murder wasn't disqualified since the Adim only disagreed on the color of his clothing, had her hopes raised when a judge said that the edus can be refuted through hazama, when one aide didn't know an answer to a bedika question, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses why unanswered chakiros disqualify testimony, but unanswered bedikos do not. Regarding chakiros, if a question remains unanswered, the testimony is disqualified, the havila edus shiata yachul hazima, because it's edus which is impossible to discredit through hazama, since the time and place of their testimony is not established. Regarding bedikos, however, the testimony can be refuted through hazama, even if questions remain unanswered. So once again, the grandma who was distraught when Adim Zomim, who accused her Namarasa granddaughter of committing adultery, were spared from execution because they claimed the Ohen came to forbid her to her husband, and then learned that the edus against her grandson committing murder wasn't disqualified since the Adim only disagreed on the color of his clothing, had her hopes raised when a judge said that the edus can be refuted through hazama when one aide didn't know an answer to a bedika question. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach hazara. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Siman Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The Reikanin laser tag players laser tag. That must be on Daf Lamed Zayin. The Reikanin laser tag players disguised as Rimonim, which reminds us, Reish Lakish quoted a source, Kapach HaRimon Rakasech, Darshan as Afil Reikanin Shabach Molein Mitzvahs Karimon. Even the empty ones among you are full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. So the Reikanin laser tag players disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend in the Save the Whole World competition, which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Lafikach nivra adam yechidi. Therefore, a man was created as a single being, to teach you that whoever destroys a single life from Yisrael, the Torah considers him as if he destroyed an entire world. V'kol makayim nefesh achas miYisrael. And whoever sustains a single life from Yisrael, malav akasav ki lakayim olam mala, the Torah considers him as if he sustained an entire world. After adding other reasons man was created as a single being, the Mishnah concludes, Lafikach kol echad ve'echad chayv lomar bishvili nivra olam. Therefore, every single person is obligated to say, the world was created for my sake. So the Reikanin laser tag players, disguised as Rimonim, who went on a mission to save one friend and to save the whole world competition, were shocked when the man exited a house with a bloody laser gun, leaving behind a bloody victim, and was zapped by a laser shaped like a snake, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach witnessed an event where he saw a person chase someone into a ruin, and he found his sword in the pursuer's hand, dripping with his blood, and the victim dying. And he told the pursuer, Russia, who killed this person? Either I or you, but what can I do when your blood is not in my hand to administer justice? It's only circumstantial evidence. Hayodei machshavos yiparo ma'ose ish shaharagas chavero. May the one who knows man's thoughts punish that man who killed his fellow. A snake immediately bit the murderer, and he died. Daf Lamed Ches. So the simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a davar lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup for the simmon. So here goes. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, that must be on Daf Lamed Ches, a davar lach, a liquid. The man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup, which reminds us, a brisa states that Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos, meaning last, and provides four reasons, the fourth one being, Kedei Sheyichanes L'Suda Miyad, so that he should immediately enter the banquet, meaning the completed world. This is analogous to a human king who built a palace, decorated it, prepared a banquet, and only then invited guests. So the man who rose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Adam's original size, either that he extended from one end of the world to the other or from the ground to the rekia before he was diminished after the chait. Reish Lakish explains that when the Pasuk mentions Sefer Toldos Adam, the book of the generations of Adam, it teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him each successive generation and its people who darshan the Torah, each successive generation and its sages. When he reached Rabbi Akiva's generation, he rejoiced in his Torah but was saddened over his death. Adam declared, "And to me, how exalted are your thoughts, Hashem." So the man who arose from the dirt late Erev Shabbos to enter a house for a prepared banquet featuring delicious chicken soup was so tall that he could see over the house and perceive a group of rabbis darshaning, where one explained why after one pasuk says Bitzalmenu, another pasuk says Bitzalmo, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol makrim shepakru haminim chuvasim bitzidan. Wherever the heretics have supported their heresies from psukim, the response is written right nearby. He proceeds to give numerous examples of psukim referring to Hashem in the plural, allowing for the heretical claim that there are multiple powers. But nearby, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is described in the singular, disproving their claim. For example, the pasuk says, Nasa adam bitzalmenu, let us make a man in our image, in plural, but nearby it says, V'yivra elkim asa adam bitzalmo, Hashem created man in his image, in singular. Rabbi Yochanan then explains why the Torah uses the plural form, En HaKadosh Baruch Hu osa davar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not do anything, elim ken nimlach bepamalia shamala, unless he first consults with his heavenly court. Daf Lamed Tes, so the Siman Daf Lamed Tes is a letter, and we often use a mailman in the Siman. So here goes. After delivering a letter, that must be on Daf Lamed Tes. After delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, which reminds us, the Gemara brings numerous exchanges between Kofrim and sages. In the first exchange, a heretic said to Rav Gamliel, your God is a thief, for the Pasuk says that Hashem put Adam to sleep and took one of his sides and fashioned it into a woman. The Kofrim's daughter told Rav Gamliel that she would answer him, which she proceeds to do. So, after delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a sin card celebrating the demise of Rishayim, which reminds us, Rav Yonason said that when the Egyptians were drowning in the Yamsuf, the Malkei Ashares sought to say Shira before Hashem, but Hashem said, Masa Yadei Tovim B'Yam, Atem Omrim Shira Lefanai, my handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you recite a song before me? This too proves that Hashem does not rejoice over the downfall of the wicked. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina answered, Hu enosas, Abba Acherim Mesis. Hashem doesn't himself rejoice, but he causes others to rejoice. So, after delivering a letter to a rabbi from a heretic, calling Hashem a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam HaRishon, the mailman opened up a singing card celebrating the demise of Rishayim, as he went to pick up a written nevuah from a Adomigir Navi who lived by two Rishayim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Ovadia merited nevuah despite being a ger, because he hid 100 prophets in a cave from Izevel, the wicked queen, who was murdering them. The Gemara asks why Ovadia was chosen to deliver the prophecy about Edom's eventual destruction, and two answers are given. The first one being, Rabbi Yitzchak says that Hashem said, Yavo Ovadiahu Adar ben Shnei Rishayim, let Ovadiahu, who lived among two wicked people, Achav and Izevel, below Lamed Maaseim, and did not learn from the evil ways, be Navel, Esav of Russia, and prophesy about the destruction of the wicked Esav, who lived among two tzaddikim, Yitzhak and Rivka, and didn't learn from their ways. Daf Mem. So the Simmer Daf Mem relates to Mayim, and we use a pool. So here goes. The two Adim lounging at the pool. Pool. That must be more on Daf Mem. Mayim. Water. Pool. The two Adim lounging at the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the seven Chakiros, which reminds us. The fifth parak begins. Hayibotkin osam b'sheva Chakiros. They would examine the Adim with seven primary questions. In which seven-year cycle the crime was committed? Which year of that cycle? Which month? Which day of the month? Which day of the week? Which hour? And in which place? These questions facilitate the possibility of the Adim being discredited through Hazama, which requires identifying the precise time and place of the alleged incident. Adim who do not know the answer to a primary chakira are disqualified since hazama is impossible. So the two Adim lounging in the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the seven chakiros, while Dayanim left in pairs from the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over a Din Nefashos conviction, which reminds Gemara discusses the process of reaching a verdict in Din Nefashos. They may quit that day, but a conviction must be postponed to the next day. The Dayanim were divided into pairs and they would eat less, not drink wine, and deliberate through the night. So the two Adim lounging at the pool after they were disqualified, when they couldn't answer one of the seven chakiros, while Dayanim left in pairs for the nearby basin to deliberate overnight over Adin and Nefashos conviction, didn't notice that the three weird inflatable toys in the pool, in the shape of an Ir HaNidachas, an Avodah Zorah, and Adim Zomin, each had the word Heitev printed on them. Which reminds, we learn that the source of the seven chakiros is derived from the Gezer Shava of Heitev Heitev from Ir HaNidachas, Avodah Zorah, and Adim Zomin. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you learn that even the Reikanim, the empty ones among Klal Yisrael, are full of mitzvahs like a rimon? That's on daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss why unanswered chakiros disqualify testimony, but unanswered bedikos do not? That's on daf Memov. Good. Number three, which stuff do we learn about Adam HaRishon's original size and that, according to one opinion, he reached up to the Rekia and that he saw future generations of Darshanim? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn that for a conviction in Din Nefashos cases, the Dayanim leave in pairs, they eat less, don't drink, and deliberate overnight? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number five, which stuff do you know that Adim Zomim, who claim that a Namarasa committed adultery, cannot be executed since they can claim they only came to forbid her to her husband? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number six, which stuff we have numerous exchanges between Kofrim and the sages. For example, one called the Kosh Baruch Hu a thief regarding the creation of Chava from Adam. That's on Daf Lamatas. Good. Number seven, which stuff in the incident of Rabbi Shimon ben Shattach discovering an apparent murderer who ended up getting bitten by a snake? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number eight, which stuff in the source for the seven chakiros is learned from a gezer shav of Heitev Heitev? That's on Daf Mem. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you learn that Torah Gedul b'makom Echad was only found in Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe, and Ravashi? That's on Daf Lamed Vav. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you learn when bedikos disqualify Adas and when they do not? That's on Daf Memov. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.